The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
And it's Drink Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast. And your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Chess Motherfucking Podcast, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What it could be, hopefully what it should be. It's your boy N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And it's Drink Chat's motherfucking happy hour. Make some noise! And when it comes to new artists, I don't think he's new because he's been here 10 years and plus. When it comes to relentless hustle, I seen this young man come out, people, you know, try to block his blessings. He stay out there, he hustle. He's for real independent, like for real independent. Got all his own shit, out here hustling, doing what he gotta do. People try to block his blessings. He's out here hustling relentless, claiming the king of Memphis, claiming his throne. He's out here doing what he gotta do, like he does what he gotta do. People are offering him money, 22 goddamn million, and he turned it down. I don't need to know why.
Right now,
that's more than Drake. As you know, Apple gave Drake 20. He got over 22. We need to know why. And the man, that lets you know that the man is a serious businessman. In case you don't know what the fuck is going on, Young Dolph is in the building. Make some noise! Now, I read somewhere that you actually was born in Chicago?
Right.
How did you go from Chicago? Because that's two different, totally mentalities. So, how long you lived in Chicago?
I was born in Chicago, but... My grandma came and got me from Chicago when I was probably like 2 years old.
Wow.
So like when I was 2 years old, that's when I went to Memphis.
Right. And what's the difference? Have you ever went back to Chicago and like visited it?
All the time.
Yeah, okay. It's and still, you still got family out there?
And what part of Chicago were you from?
Southside.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. That's a weird combination of Chicago and Motherfucker.
It's really like the same thing because Chicago just is it bigger. That's all
right. Right. Now, you is MJ and MJ and A-Ball MJ they from Memphis, right. Correct? So how was that? Because that had to be like the first rappers that come from Memphis, right? That had to be
they're pioneers. Period.
Yeah, they're pioneers.
So how was it seeing them come up from Memphis?
Oh, they legend. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like. It's just big, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like A-Ball, MJG, 36 Mafia.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like they set the tone for a whole lot of ways in the game, like right now.
Right.
Like even when you think of the sounds and the songs and the way that's hot right now, it's like it's a whole lot of 36 Mafia in the DNA.
Yeah. Very true. That's very true. So describe to a person like who's never been to the town. Describe to them how they would see when you go to their town.
Oh, it's fun.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like to me, like if you got family down there, or you down there with the right people, like it's fun. You know what I'm saying? Like if you don't, and you just down there, you know what I mean? You just got to know how to move around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And I ain't gonna lie, man. He walked in here like old school thugged out entertainment. It was like 900 of y'all. I like that. That's how I used to roll back in the day. When I used to get in trouble, I started to roll. Let's make some noise. I ain't gonna lie when I saw that, because that's hip hop to me. Like when a person come and they one deep or something like that, it's like, all right, cool. Like I like to see you cooled up. I like to see people.
Now I'm just my boy, man.
Yeah, but that's so dope because you know what I'm saying. That's something in hip hop we gotta keep continuing, because you don't even have to help. You don't have to like give a person money. If they see in your grind, they see in your hustle, and they got grind and they got hustle, they're gonna automatically start hustling. Anybody that's especially the good ones, anyone that's amongst your crew. They're gonna start hustling. So when I see that, when I see certain people, like when I see Meek Mill and I see you, and then you roll with the entourage, and I see your boys looking at you and concerned. I like that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I come from that. You know what I mean? And that era. So let's make some noise for that once again. God damn it. So what was your, like when you first started rapping? Was it to get out of the hood, or was it because this is something you liked to do?
All of them. You know what I mean? It was just the opportunity, and I know I was a hustler. You know what I mean? From the get-go, from the start, I just knew I was a super hustler. I had super hustle. You know what I'm saying? And like, I just love music. You know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, it's just something I wanted to do, and I said I was going to do it. So, like, if I'm going to decide to do it, like, I got to master it. I got to do it big. All
right. You visualize yourself back then and where you at now.
Exactly.
You knew exactly.
Exactly.
Goddamn, make some noise for that. Goddamn it. I ain't gonna lie. I never envisioned myself as a successful.
Come on.
Being honest with you, what would you tell? I thought like, I was
myself. About what point you think you did? After War Report?
It wasn't. War Report, I was still selling crack. I had an album out. I was still selling crack, my dude. But like, I swear to God, I had an album out. That shit was going gold, and I was out on the block selling crack. Like, if it wasn't
for. You came to Crazy Goods, you were still selling crack.
Oh, for sure. But I looked like it. Look at the picture. Yeah, no. I looked like I was still. I didn't make a dollar off of music at first. My first album, like, I had made $5,000, but I didn't make a dollar off of music, so I didn't visualize that I would, you know, be 20 years in the game. So you saying from the beginning, like from you not even having a dollar, from $1 in rap, you knew that you was gonna be here.
Yeah, because I just knew I was just determined to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't nothing stop me, so it was like, yeah, I knew I was gonna be here.
Was there artists that you looked up to before you came in that you was like, this is, like it inspired you, or this is the way you wanna go, like the lane?
Yeah. Like really, all of them from the Gucci to Master P to Baby, the whole Cash Money era, 36 Mafia, like all of it. You know what I'm saying? Like all of it was like motivation to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What's your relationship with Gucci, man?
That's my boy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like out of the whole industry, like you know, you got a couple of people that. You like, I'm just my boy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got too many people, like, the industry, and you keep it at that. Like, it's the industry, like, you work, you do your thing, you get your money, you know what I'm saying? Keep your distance, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, like, that's my partner.
Right. You seem like you're not affected by the industry. Like most people who come into this industry, they make some money, they start, you know, hanging out in Hollywood.
Be.
Huh?
You can't be. That Hollywood shit will fuck you up.
That Hollywood shit will fuck you up. You can't be too successful.
Hollywood shit will fuck you up.
Right. You gotta, yeah.
No, nah, you can be super successful. You just like right. you just gotta know how to move. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, bro, mm-hmm. you ain't got your own mentality, like you mm-hmm. ain't a leader dog, like you mm-hmm. fall for anything, like mm-hmm. you actually yeah. got.
Right. Now I seen you on Instagram, I believe it was, and you pulled out a piece of paper and you said, you asked your fans, I believe, should you do it? Should you sign a 22 man? What kind of units are you moving out there, goddammit? Did they open you? I'm proud of you, brother.
It was I appreciate it, first of all, but it was a label deal. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A label deal.
Or like a PMD, like a 50-50 type of thing?
Right, okay. Exactly. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was a label deal. You know what I mean? It really was a good deal. You know what I mean? A super good deal, to tell the truth, but it's just, I see something else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got mm-hmm. something else on my mind, what I want to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, but at the same time, like, it wasn't no wrong decision.
Right.
Whether I did it or I didn't do it.
Right.
Ain't no wrong decision because I know what I'm doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm focused. Like, I got a plan for this shit.
And how important is it about ownership?
It's always about ownership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, the game different now. It's right. just like you just said, like, when you drop and you was going gold and you was doing right. this, doing that, it's like, it's different now. You know what I mean? Like, nowadays, it's more like your fans got more,
they got more access to
the artists. It's like, you got more access to the fans. It's like, you can do shit. Like, right. you can spend your money. So like, you can master the game, dog, the business part of it, dog, and really, like, keep people out your business as much as and long as you want to, until you want to.
That's probably the illest thing about this new generation yeah. is that you guys are claiming ownership. Like, that's what Jay-Z was fighting for. That's what all of the artists back then was fighting for, because we had to run to Atlantic.
Excuse me.
We had to run to a Def Jam. Right now, you can go with Empire, hit with Gazi. Gazi let you own your stuff, and he'll put up a couple of dollars marketing, and you go out. So you
we gotta shout out Tech N9ne, who was doing that.
Tech N9ne, definitely, yeah. definitely, mm-hmm. big him up. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't a part of you that just said, you know what? Let me take this motherfucking money, get the fuck out of here.
I started to, but I didn't, because it, like, money ain't no problem. It just it ain't no issue. It ain't nothing but the paper you finna
get
ready.
But still, that's $22 million, my nigga. I'm gonna be honest. Come on.
At the same time, it ain't nothing but the paper that you finna get ready to gross anyway with over the next 18 to 24 months. Right. So, it like, me, I'm just made different. I'm wired a little different from everybody else. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather wait and chill and let them couple months go by and still own all of my shit and get that money, like, over a course of time.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I ain't finna get ready to fuck off and go blow the whole dub anyway. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I'm gonna wait. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get that money plus some more and keep all of my shit on everything.
Damn, my nigga, I'm a different type of nigga. I would have took that money and ran. I would have been in Tahiti, nigga. Like, you doing some other shit. But your first mixtape was hosted by DJ Scream, right?
Right?
Now, that's a DJ from Atlanta, correct?
Right.
How did y'all make that connection?
Oh, shit, I went to Atlanta. And I was like, I'm finna get ready to do it. I'm finna get ready to put together a real tape.
Right.
You know what I mean? Went, got beats from everybody, all the hard producers.
Zay Tobin too, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Got a feature from 2 Chainz, features from 8 Ball, MJG. Got Drummer Boy to produce some beats. I just put together a hard-ass project, and I was like, I'm finna get ready to give myself a real shot and really see what this shit finna do. And that shit was an instant. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I pressed up, like, the first order was 20,000, gave all the CDs away, pressed up another 20,000, gave all the CDs away. You know what I'm saying?
On your own.
Hell yeah, I'm on.
God damn it.
You know what I mean?
God damn it.
Like, that was just my whole strategy. My whole thing was to just get myself super hot, super fast. All right. You know what I'm saying? So, like, shit, I pull up. And my coupe, my goddamn self, giving away my own shit. You know what I mean? So all of my boys know how dead serious I am. They like, shit, that nigga, they see me doing this shit, like, so they just as serious as I am. You know what I mean? So I think that's why that shit went like that, dog.
Because you got an artist, Key Glock, too, right?
Yeah.
Now, you going to take him the independent route as well?
It's like,
what if he wants to sign a Def Jam? What would you say?
really at the end of the day, like, Glock gonna always be in more control over his shit. Like, he, it ain't all about what I want. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
dope.
If you pay attention, to, like, I treat Glock shit like a little bit more, like, tender and more closely and careful than I treat my own shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, I'm getting them on, like instantly, hot, super hot, fast. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So it's like, shit, just to keep it 100, I don't need them. He ain't gonna need them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, Glock ain't just no rapper. He paying attention and looking and seeing everything I'm doing. And I'm teaching him as we go. So it's like, he gonna be able to do the same thing, get his paper and make decisions like this. Gonna be super beneficial. Right. Not just the make the decision that's beneficial for today.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, the motherfucking 10-year beneficial decision.
That's very smart, man. I'm not gonna lie, man. That's very smart. You're very, very, very mature, man.
Yeah, man, I smoke a lot of weed, so.
I think we got some champagne for you. They told me you're not a big drinker, but we got, well, I don't know if you know, on this show, you know, we celebrate our artist's life. You know what I'm saying? So many people want to big a person up after they die and and say how much we want to tell you we love you in your face. Right. You understand what I'm saying? There's so many shows that they don't do that, and this is what we are. So we celebrating your life, your career. This is just a Moet. You can just take a sip if you don't want to. And we all celebrate this nigga, goddammit. So I read somewhere that both of your parents were like on drugs. Like, my father was dealt with something like that.
Right.
And so how do you overcome something like that?
Living every day. Just keep living. That shit gonna come to you, like, you ain't got no choice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, this shit gonna come to you, like, you either run from real life or you stand there and eat that shit up, fight this shit, run that shit over, and keep going.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like, shit, I jumped in the streets early. You know what I mean? Once I jumped in the streets, all this shit hit me like, damn. It ain't just them. Everybody jump in the streets get fucked up. Don't nobody leave successful. Don't nobody leave on top.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there was just some personal shit I had to take within myself.
Right.
I gotta forgive them. That's the only mom and dad I got.
Right.
You feel
God
me?
Goddamn.
Something happened to them, goddamn. Then it's gonna be like, I'm out here doing all this hustling and hard ass maneuvering out here for shit.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of niggas do this shit for these bitches, man. I do this shit for my motherfucker. Like, on God. I do this shit for my folk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do this shit for my family on everything.
Now, it seemed like you rock solid, man. You know what I'm saying? I think this is our first time meeting. I think we probably been in passing, but I've always heard just rock solid shit about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't about to playing around bullshit, and you got your people with you, and that's very important because people lose their mind, and eventually you will lose yours too. Just trust me, it's gonna happen. Trust me, you're gonna slip up one time. Trust me, and it's cool to have your friends next to you though, and tell you, yo, you know what? You bugged out that day. You gotta have good friends.
You got to, man. You can't just have them yes men around. You're gonna lose yourself. Especially in this shit right here. That's how you go Hollywood. We were just talking about that shit. That's how you go Hollywood and you don't even know it.
Yeah. No. That be the shit. When I get, and the crazy thing, I've been in this game 20 years. So I see a dude come and they be big headed, and you know, they got the latest petite Patek, and they got everything, and then all of a sudden, boom. That second single dropped, and then, now they humble themselves, and then the thing about the industry is, when you're on top, you gotta be a humble, because the same people you shit on while you're on top, you're gonna see them on the way down. So it's always good to be a humble dude anyway. It's always good. Like, don't get me wrong, I don't think I'm the shit, but I'm just humble, so I can keep these relationships for this amount of time. You know what I'm saying? So how is the relationship working with Ghazi at Empire?
That's my boy.
Yeah,
that's a solid dude. That's my boy. I've been doing distribution for Ghazi for like the last 3 years or something like that. Right. You know what I mean? So. Right. It's like we do good business together. You know what I mean? Like, we're a good 1-2. So it's like we got history to make.
Describe. Oh shit, Ghazi! That's what we said. Ghazi walks in. What the fuck? Oh my god! God damn it! Make some noise! God damn it! God damn it! As we said it, man, it's a rock solid dude.
Yeah, that's my boy.
So describe because you just said distribution, right?
Right.
A lot of people who, you know, listen to this show, they're just fans of the culture. They don't really know. So describe to a person who's listening to this, listening to you, and you're saying, because you're independent, but distribution, so they can
the
understand.
The importance of it.
Like, that's like, it's super important. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just like when you walk in, when you in the mall, you walk past Champs or you walk past Foot Locker. Mm-hmm. Where you see them Jordans at, you see the Jordan right there in the front of the store, you don't gotta go looking for them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. New Air Force Ones drop, they right there in the window, they right there. The new LeBrons drop, they right there. The new KDs drop, they right there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, their distribution, like, super important. It's about the placement.
Right.
Being everywhere.
Right.
For sale.
Right.
Everything for sale.
And you, and it's still your product.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's still down.
Still
down.
So I'm talking about, goddammit. That's what I'm talking about, goddammit. So, did you give your Key Glock a goddamn Mercedes Benz? A SF?
Yeah, that was.
That was something light?
Fuck that. Ask me what he's doing now.
One mixtape later.
Nah, he just dropped another mixtape like 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
Uh-huh.
He going crazy. Now that young nigga got a McLaren, a Benz truck, and he got some more shit going on. Like,
God damn, it's like, good to see niggas winning. It's good to see niggas winning, baby.
Hey, yeah. It's like, this shit wasn't that easy for me to come up. You know what I mean? But it's like, that's the reason why I stayed away from all them bullshit ass $1, $2, $3, $4, $5 million deals over them course of years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, the Young Dolph shit wasn't important to me. Paper route was important to me.
Right.
Now, like, look what's going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I sacrificed that shit for nigga like Key Glock to come and goddamn turn dirt into diamonds.
Yeah. Nah, I ain't gonna. I could look in your face and I could see how happy you are. When you said that, like, I could see the sincerity.
Yeah.
I can see, and that's what we gotta keep pushing, man. Our culture, we gotta keep pushing for it, we don't only gotta be the only rich nigga in the crew. If 10 of us is rich and we all buy the bottles, then we look great. But if it's just me buying the bottles, then it's kind of horrible at the end of the day. So you gotta put other people in the position so other people would take care of the bill at Taco Shack. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We gotta have other niggas take it. Taco Shack and Mr. Chow's and motherfucking Prime 112. You know, I don't want to be the only nigga pulling on my car, nigga. God damn it. All right? Take heed, motherfuckers. All right? Key Glock, nigga. Niggas is buying niggas Mercedes and Lamborghini trucks out here. All right? Y'all gotta relax, all right? Oh, no. I'm looking at this direction. I want niggas to wake up, all right? Nah, but that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful, man. So what's next for you, man? You gonna get into acting? What you gonna do?
Stay focused, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Do everything to come my way and master it and kill it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everything that come with it.
Okay.
Everything that come with it. You know what I'm saying? We on top of it.
Okay. You got a girl? Oh, you got a girl? I'm about to ask you if you're out here smashing. I gotta relax?
Nah.
I gotta relax? Okay, all right, cool.
Nah,
I can imagine being in the... But how does it feel to be famous, though? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna keep it 100.
Uh-huh.
Like, the shit, I really don't be thinking about the shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And... Right. It's like my partner, that's where we clash at a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? Like, my boys, my partners, my brothers and shit. Cause it like, I still do shit, move around, don't give a damn about myself and all that shit. They be like, bro, you can't just do go, that and just move like this by yourself and doing this and doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do it. I know you want to do this shit, bro, you used to that, but it's like, it's different. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's how I got shot in California.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Like, by my damn self, walking up to the door, walking up to the hotel.
Store?
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Nah, in the hotel.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm by myself. I'm going in. They coming out. They 6-7 deep. You know what I mean? So, it like, so whose fault was it? It was my fault. You know what I'm saying?
It was random or it was a periodic? Like just...
It was some random shit, like, well, fuck all that, but it's just a point. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
you shouldn't have been by yourself.
You can't move around like how you usually move around. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I mean?
Was it because you had jewelry on or? Because,
you know,
a lot of times I walk around by myself with no jewelry on and I'm like, I'm cool, but when I walk around with jewelry on by myself, I know I gotta keep that 2.5 with me. Bum bum! Just in case. Bum bum! Oh shit, Sean, you there? Okay. Yeah, you know, so, I'm sorry, I just spread some negativity. I'm so sorry. I'm going back to the hood real quick. My bad. I can't even know I'm saying that. But, yeah. Hey, please don't be dope by a dope no more. Keep one crazy nigga with you. You know what I mean?
Nah, we good, bro. Them nigga had just got up out. They had just left out the car. They went and got something. They like, bro, we finna go get something to eat. I'm like, shit, I'm gonna stay right here. They like, well, we gonna sit here. I'm like, y'all go ahead on. I'm like, y'all go ahead. They go next door get something to eat. I'm in the truck smoking. I'm like, fuck, I'm finna get ready to go over here right quick. And that shit just some coincidental ass shit. You know what I mean? But like I said, though, I can't blame nobody but myself. So. You know how that shit goes.
So you had to start moving different after that, of course.
Yeah, but it's like, it really not too much different because I've been doing this shit, just everybody slipped.
Was that the time?
It's part of life.
Was that the time you came out like 2 o'clock after hospital and you had your shit in the gym? That was hard. That footage was hard. I ain't gonna lie. Nigga had his sling in the sling. He came, I said, this is the new pop. This nigga came out. You know what I'm talking about? You had your shit in the sling. You had your lawyer there. Nigga said, I'm back. New mixtape tomorrow. I said, holy shit. This nigga was recorded in the hospital. This nigga's crazy. You know what I'm talking about, right? You came out, I looked at this shit. I said, this nigga's invincible. I'm being honest. I seen that. I said, that was hard. And you guys, whoever edited that, they did a great job. He put the
edited.
No, it was like he got out the joint. He had, I remember it was like a Gucci shirt on or something he had. He had his shit in the sling. And he looked like, you know what he looked like? He looked like Scarface. It was Tupac and Scarface.
And then he said,
mixtape or something dropping tomorrow. And I said, I know these niggas is downloading everything. Like, that shit was so Marcus. Like, I would have never thought of that. Like, that was so genius. Like, whoever thought of that, y'all niggas is stinking, my dude. World up. And you even filmed yourself in the hospital, right? Yo, that was real, my dude. Like,
they were just coming up out of them.
Yeah. That's the advantage of these young, you know what I'm saying? Because they can actually, like, imagine if, you know, Pun could have, you know what I'm saying? Like, when he went to the fat farm and lost that 100 pounds, if he could have filmed that shit, like, yeah, it'd have been crazy.
Like,
but you get it. You made, like, a tragedy into fucking.
You know, I actually heard a story, and I want to know if this is true. And shout out to Rich from our production team. He told me this story. He said some kids at a coffee shop were playing your music, and they got fired.
Hell yeah.
And then you were doing Rolling Loud in Miami, you flew them down, and then you had them on stage, and then you broke them off with some bread.
Hell yeah.
Can you tell the story?
Yeah, that was a beautiful story.
It was just crazy, bro, because they was at Duke University. They was
the Blue Devils.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was on campus at a coffee shop. You know what I mean? They had got fired. Was two people got fired from the store.
They were just playing the music.
They were playing Get Paid. You know what I'm saying? And so, it's just like when I heard about it, I just felt like, shit, they got fired playing my shit. It's like, I got to see about them. I got to fuck with them.
Wow. You said they're in Indiana, right? That's what you said?
No, Duke.
Duke. Yeah.
Okay.
Up in North Carolina. Yeah.
The Blue Devils.
So, we flew them to Rolling Loud.
Out
you know
here.
What I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Miami, flew in the Rolling Loud. Just let them enjoy themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Gave them some bread. You know what I mean? Like,
how many people was it that you flew down?
There were two.
Yeah, that's the two people that got fired. Yeah. What you gave them, like 10 bands a piece?
Yeah.
That's a great test, though, man. I don't think I've ever heard a story like that.
It's the new version of Martin Luther, man. Let's just throw it out there, man. Let's throw it out there, man. Out here. Yeah. He's helping saving his friends. You know what I mean? The man is out here doing the righteous shit. We gotta start saluting that. People gotta start saluting more of that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie. Your voice is way too loud.
You need to
put some bass on your shit, nigga. Come on. You wanna take a break real quick so Shahi can sneak in?
Yeah, let's bring him in.
Cool,
bring
boom.
Yeah.
Take a break real quick.
Huh? He's mic'd up.
Yo, Shahi Reed, come in here, baby. Oh, you move the chair? Okay, yeah, cool. We're gonna get Shaheen Reed in here. Okay, no cut, just bring him in here. Come on.
Which way you want me to come?
Yeah, right there. Anywhere you could.
Come on, Shaheen Reed. We're gonna make sure.
I got you.
Yo,
Dolph career is celebrated tonight.
What's going on?
Yep. Well, we gonna make we celebrate Young Dolph tonight, baby. We are celebrating you, brother.
Ramon, where you at, Dolph?
Ramon in there? Okay, all right, what's going on? I got a good shirt on. He got the best shirt on in the building. Part of my left, my brother. He got the best shirt on in the building, my brother. Run up. So, all right, cool. Okay, all right, cool.
Bro, you want me to do shut up? I'm trying to like this.
Yeah, we ready?
Yes.
You good, Chuck?
Yeah.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Should we like do another little intro or just go straight into it?
Yeah. Just to say,
okay.
Joining us right
yep.
now.
Yeah. Okay, intro it, cool. Ready? You're going to have to say, I'm going to be like, N-R-E-E-F-N, you're going to be like, Shaheen.
You want to do like an official whole intro?
Okay, just, all right, cool, I got it.
Just introduce it,
he's here. Yep. Oh, yo, we got an open bottle of rosé right here, baby. If you want that, if you want some Ciroc, you go with that. We got some Bombay. We got Haitian beer as well.
Hey, relax, that's my Haitian beer. I'm so sorry, Shaheen.
Here, you take some of the rosé. We good? How we looking? Good? Roll? Roll half?
I'm rolling.
Yeah, so we back. boy NRA, we brought in Shaheem Reed because we wanted reinforcements to make sure we salute.
A real journalist.
He's a real journalist, God damn it. Big up Ramon Dukes as well, as you know, my brothers.
We drunk facts, you real facts.
Yeah. So,
pink shirt no more too.
Oh shit, damn. I'm almost pink, right? I'm pink. Well, I got rose gold going on. That's technically pink. You know what I mean? But your first show, you opened up for OJ the Juice Bag?
Right.
Is that true? Yeah. And did you have to pay to open it?
Hell yeah.
Get out of here.
Hey, you kept it real. That's
yeah, that was some shit like they was throwing a party. Mm-hmm. They was throwing a show and I knew it was gonna be crazy.
And this is OJ, the hot OJ the Juice right. Man, where he was on fire.
Right. Mm-hmm. They were throwing a party, I knew it was gonna be crazy. And the promoters, they like, you know what I'm saying? Like I wasn't known, I just started rapping. Right. So it was like I just had to put myself in a position like where I got to perform. I ain't no giving them an option to let me perform. I'm like, mm-hmm. man, let me give y'all $3,000 and let me, you know what I'm saying? Like let me open up.
And this was in your city?
Stage, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, that's a smart thing to do, man. Yeah. It's a lot of new cats right now. They pay to get on some of these tours, you know? Yeah.
They've been doing that.
You know, I never knew that. You know, I never knew that when I went on tour, these artists that was opening up for me, like, it took me 10 years to catch on. I thought they were just good artists. And I would just realize that the artists never traveled with us. It would only be, like, the local person from that town. Right. So, like, you could go to Kansas, there'll be somebody open up in Kansas and you sitting there and you talking to them. I had no idea that they were charging them.
The tricks of the trade from the past is that people were paying for to be on these tours and these fans don't know it. So they the headliners co-signing that.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
They buy into it. Right. That's the whole.
But this worked out for you though.
No, that's
this worked out perfect for you.
It's a smart investment.
Because
not to cut you off, you got some people like that was smart, like Eazy-E. He was promoting the shows. And he was having NWA open up, you know, for some of the acts that he was actually promoting, bringing the town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you mean doing his own concerts, bringing down the artists.
Yeah.
Luke was doing the same thing in Miami.
Now, I'm not going to front. I was thought you were going to wear the dolphin chain. But you got on the Smurf chain. Is that a Smurf?
Yeah, that's the new boy.
That's the most expensive Smurf I ever seen in my life.
I'm confused if that's a Smurf.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Which Smurf is that?
Paper Route Frank.
Who?
Paper Route Frank.
Frank? Oh, okay. That's a different Smurf.
I don't think that's Smurf. Is that a Jim Smurf? I don't think that's a
Jim Smurf. That's okay. We make shit up. We hit him up. So listen, you came in the game like damn near like Rockefeller. Like you had bread before coming in the game. Is because average nigga paying $3,000 to perform had to.
I just had a vision. I just knew what I wanted. Mm-hmm. I didn't pay $3,000 to go get on any stage. You know what I'm saying? It was a certain particular night and particular artist and like certain shit I was trying to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like a fool with money. You know what I'm saying? You know what the saying is. You know how that go. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's like our Juice Man coming. Juice Man, this one, it was a Juice Man and Gucci Man world.
Right.
Like,
you know,
I know that whole way. I know that era.
Yeah.
So this like the first time I ever first made a song. I'm like, damn, I need to open up. And my whole thing was I'm really just bullshitting, but at the same time, like, I really want to see what it's going to do, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, and... Mm. Come to find out, I was on to something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. That was beautiful, man.
How many shows did you have to do before it like really clicked and like your city got behind you, hard body? Like how many of those times did you have to open up for people before the city just like really was like, jump on this guy?
I opened up. I did that Juice Man. I did two.
Damn, that ain't
even awesome. It was two. I opened up with Juice Man. Then I threw a part of myself. I had rented a club, Jeez, threw a part of myself.
Jeez.
After that, like all this shit documented, it's on the internet. Matter of fact, it's called Young Dolph at Level 2. You know what I'm saying? Like, matter of fact, I had a show. I was like, fuck it, man. Like, finna go down here to Texas, went to go buy me a bus down just for the show, flew back to Memphis. It's like, I just had a point to prove. Right. Like, that was my whole mind frame. Like, I got a point to prove. I ain't got the co-signer right. in Memphis. Right. And, like, I'm by myself. I got a point to prove. You know, right. know what I'm saying? Right. So, it, like, I took every opportunity, every shot, like, it was my first, like, no, what the fuck, what this shit is, like, your first
impression?
I made every impression my first impression. That's how I took every chance, you know what I'm saying? Like, make that shit like my first impression. Right. You know what I mean? Like, kill
like
everything.
You never got a second chance to make a first impression.
You got to kill it every chance you get.
Alright. Memphis is one of the illest cities, man. Yeah. First time I went to Memphis, Project Pat, going to sushi.
In Memphis?
That's a weird combination, right?
Project Pat was fresh out of jail, right? I'm doing the story.
Is this when he had chicken heads?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. And I was doing the story, I think, for the source. This when magazines actually had money and people used to fly.
Let's make some noise for when they used to have money, goddammit. Yeah. But they broke it shit now. Magazines can't get shit now, goddammit. Yeah, continue. I'm sorry.
So, and go to Memphis and Project Pat, he might have been out of jail maybe like 2 days. Mm. He like, yo, let's go get something to eat. So I'm thinking I'm about to get the down home soul food or whatever. He's like, yo, we gotta go to sushi spot. I'm like, sushi? Project Pat, this is crazy. We go to the spot and he orders the illest thing on the menu. He says, give us like 4 rolls of eel.
Eel.
Okay. And I'm like, damn, I don't eat eel. You know, we the same in Queens, man. Right.
Because
White Castle
is right. That's what we want, man.
That's
just
fact. That's Pinot Grigio, man, right here.
Relax.
So I'm like, yo, I can't bitch out. I'm in front of Project Pat. I gotta eat this eel, man.
You ate the eel.
It's the most amazing shit. It's my favorite thing I get now when I go to order sushi, man. Get the little bit of eel sauce. Oh my god, that's busted too. Busted get that eel sauce.
My first time at Memphis, it was Elvis' birthday. So I was out there, everybody was dressed like Elvis. I didn't, but I was like, yo, I'm talking about like, what is it? What's the street that it is?
Yeah, it was Prairie Boulevard.
Yeah, I'm on that street. I'm like, yo, everybody was dressed like Elvis. So now, because hip hop, I mean, that was Elvis land at first. So then we say,
it's called April. Young Dog Boulevard now.
Now it's Young Dog. So let's make some noise for that, goddamn. Let's make some noise for that, goddamn. It feel, because the thing about it was, you guys are like kind of making it like a Wu-Tang thing, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody from there, like how does it feel that a lot of people from your city is popping now? Because remember when A-Ball and MJG did it, it was just them.
Yeah.
It was no, they had nobody else, but now y'all got a bunch of artists. Does it feel good, or it feels like, let me stay in my lane and mind my business?
It's gonna always feel good to see a home team like like winning.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that's a plus sign. Cause we ain't gonna do nothing but keep opening the doors for new artists. Mm-hmm. Like Memphis got a lot of dope shit.
Right.
Like you hear that shit all in the DNA of all of the popping music that's on the radio right now.
Right. Now if you was to see like a young artist coming up, and you was trying to sign him, how would you take it if he didn't want to sign? If he wanted to do the same thing that you wanted to do, how would you take that?
The most important thing is really understanding somebody's vision and seeing really what is it that they really want to do and what they're trying to get out of. You know what I mean? It's like me coming up. I remember a lot of, it's like not just major labels was trying to sign me, but major artists with labels was trying to sign me. Those artists, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like it took them a minute to figure out, like, well, damn, that's what Dawg doing. That's like, nah, he ain't trying to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Do you have a meeting with Roc Nation? Didn't Roc Nation try to sign you as well?
It was, I was talking to some people from there, but that was a while ago. That was a good while ago.
So what happens if Interscope or Apple Music comes and says, we telling you to name your price. We telling you to name your price. What would
and you, terms. You got to make the terms.
And terms. They're telling you to make the deal.
The price is different.
You still
make up the price.
Right. I would say again.
So if a label comes to you right now, whether it be Apple Music or just, you know, one of the big conglomerates.
I think anything can get done. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything can get done, but it's like, I'm just going to have to feel super comfortable about the style, the people who I'm working with, and them understanding my vision, most important of all.
Right. When you work your records, do you hire outside sources or you use your own staff?
Both.
Okay.
I'm trying. I got a
record I'm going to throw out with guys right now. I'm going to be honest. I got to finish it up.
Guys, you got the Navy SEALs over there, man.
Yeah.
Duvall's on Empire, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
God damn it. God damn it, Guardians. I ain't going to lie. I feel like the first New York nigga that was on the Ghazi. I put him on the Fat Joe. I feel like I was the first nigga that was on that. I'm sorry. I gotta claim my shit. Ghazi right here. Great fucking guy, man. Great guy. So how does it feel like me? I'm gonna be honest with you. Like I'm a street nigga, right? I'm a hustler. I still can't be in a room like the award show. Yeah. I still feel claustrophobic.
You're just coming from the
like world. I just went there and I felt
cameras and shit.
I still can't get used to that shit. I've been in this game 20 years, and I still can't, like, you know what I mean? Like, just walk a red carpet and feel good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I walk the red carpet and they be like, shut up, like, nigga, I ain't into this.
But all your friends is there, man.
Yeah, but still, it's just like. You know what
you
it is.
You gotta do it now, though, man. Cause
no.
All
I do
shit
it.
Equal money.
It's I like, do it, but I'm gonna just be honest. I feel the fakest in the world. Cause not all my friends are there.
I swear to God, I feel you on that.
There's some niggas that I don't fuck with. And they, what's up, Noya? What up, nigga? And I gotta be just as fake as them. Cause I got to say what's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is a real.
That's my biggest problem.
That's still the problem. I've never got over it.
That's my biggest.
you gotta be a little fake to be in the building. Like, you gotta, because there's certain niggas that you can't be like, I don't fuck with you.
I'm getting tired of being fake.
Is it people that you generally don't fuck with, or is it just you just don't know them like that?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
A little bit of both, because it's certain people that just say the right things, man. Like, they, I mean, and that's
industry
and it's
talk,
the wrong
man.
Thing. You know what I mean?
Talk.
Yo, what's going on, man? How you been and all this? And I don't really care if you ask me how I've been, because I know you don't really give a fuck how I've been. I just know you know I ain't broke, and that's good enough. You feel me?
It's
because most of them, they don't really care. They just want, hey, what's up? This is fake. And the thing about it is, I have to be cordial as well. I got to sit there and say, all right, cool. You know, yeah. And I wound up saying some fake shit back. Like, man, how you been? Like, what the
fuck? You feel lame as hell.
I kid you not. I'm sorry, but that, I never, 20 years of this shit. I can't get used to that shit. I can't get used to being somebody that I'm really not. Like, I can't used to.
It's not natural.
Like, there's certain people that you know fuck with you, and they give you the energy. The energy will never lie. You know what I'm saying? And when I go to these award shows, that's
I thought
why
it was just me, man.
Oh, nah. Uh-huh. That's why I was asking you. Because is that shit weird? Am I bugging out?
Nah.
Or I hit that on the nose?
Yeah, you did.
You can't get used to that shit.
I want to ask you, you from the era where going to the award shows could actually get dangerous.
Yeah, we used to have big change just to hit the niggas with it.
Yeah.
It wasn't we wasn't trying to shine when you see niggas with big change. Niggas was wearing big change. Yo, Pun used to literally take his shit off and just hit niggas. I told him, I said, nigga, you're gonna get sued.
Yeah,
for real. But okay, I'm sorry, I went.
No, I'm saying that was just the era where, like, it could really pop off. Like, I remember when the Source Awards, they had the riot. And they had to, like, cancel the taping and retape it.
No judgment to BET today. But they were serving apple juice at the bar, my brother. It was serving
Sprite. That wasn't for a reason?
And Sprite Zero. Like, the thing about it, my dude, God bless them. Because I get it. They don't want niggas drunk. I get it. But we gotta enjoy ourselves. Like, you know,
be a mixture. We gotta be a
you
mixture.
Look at these awards and they be having drinks and cocktails, and this was like the stiffest shit ever. Like, big up to BET, by the way. But I just didn't have a good time at all.
Big up to BET. And I didn't like it at all.
No,
I like
BET. I like what they're doing.
away.
I'm just keeping it real. It's the event. It's just, I feel like I was just walking through a spider web. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they literally, I was like, yo, you, homie looked at me. It was no Chardonnay. Come on, you can have Chardonnay. I hate Chardonnay, by the way. Really do you have Chardonnay? Let those niggas drink something. They ain't let you smoke.
They ain't got Chardonnay for the girl to drink.
They ain't got nothing. And you know me, I'm walking through two critique something. And I'm like, geez Louise, Papa Cheese. This is why I don't go to the awards, though. You know what I mean? For real. But I was wondering if you got used to that. So you like me. You like, that shit is out of your league. Huh?
No, I just super fake. I just do that shit just because, like, right. You know what I mean? Keep your business.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So.
It's part of the job.
Is there anybody who ever fronted on you and they came back and they tried to make it right?
A couple people.
Okay. You don't want to blow them up? If you nah. can, because no one listens to us.
I don't want to do it.
You ain't got to worry about that.
I can't do it. Okay. I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. Just because of, like, ain't nobody in my position right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm super winning right now, bro. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'd rather just keep it in like that.
Right.
They know, I know, and it's like, I'm going right. to let that shit eat them up on the inside. So, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Right. What's the best thing the music industry have gave you so far?
It put me in a position where I can put other people in a position if they really want to be in a position to make some money, dog, and change their lives.
Mm. Honorable.
I've been in a position like that, just straight up to, oh, I'm straight, I'm good, I'm this, I'm that, but it ain't no feeling like being able to like change somebody else's life, dog, and you know you're in a position to do that. You know what I mean? All the person got to do is listen.
Mm. I love that. That's hard. What's one thing that you did or was a part of that you feel like you could have did better or you would do over?
I ain't gonna lie. The only thing like that, like from the past, I regret, wish I can do over. I wish I would have went to my prom back in the day.
He said that a lot.
I ain't going to
no
prom either.
I thought we went to high school. What prom are y'all talking about? Yeah. What prom are y'all talking about? Junior high? Cause do you have a oh, high school? Yeah, I never. I was in gym.
Y'all had junior high prom?
I was asking, no, dances in junior high.
I had a junior high school.
What high school you went to? You like Jamaica nigga, so you went to like 50 last, Cent high school, right?
Nah, but it's crazy.
Jackson?
I went to August Martin for 2 years.
Oh, they shoot people there, that's right.
Nah, they laid somebody out, like my freshman year.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they shoot a lot of people there.
They laid
yeah.
somebody out.
That's a shooter school.
But, you know, my mother, she wanted us to move to VA because she thought it would be safer.
Mm.
And I saw more code. Guns and everything in Virginia,
because
that's where all the New York niggas
were
getting the guns from. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
In the
90s,
we was going to war.
She just didn't know she took you to the plug.
Right. I saw more violence and people. I'd be in school with a nigga. 2 days later, he catching 30 years for murder because he done killed the pizza delivery man.
Wow.
And the pizza delivery man, an undercover cop, because they got money in the same operation. So, you know, bad news. Everybody's seen that Iverson documentary. Yep. I was there and they arrested Iverson, bad news, Virginia. It was crazy. It was my bad news.
Nigga said he wish he would have came went to his prom. Yo, by the way, this is Mr. Lee OG. This is kind of good. You finally got some good weed. I'm gonna be honest. You've been striking out for a long time. I'm gonna be honest, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, don't start talking, bro. We'll bring up your crack.
Now, who's your partner in Paper Route? Because all my young boys from my hood, they like him because they say y'all both got phantoms. Y'all both got, like, you know, the big nasty car. What's his name again?
Danny O.
Yep, Danny O. Yep.
I'm a fat partner.
Uh-huh.
He's like 400 pounds.
Oh, this is crazy. Yeah, he's a good nigga, though.
Yeah, we twin.
Right. Yeah. That's what's up. So how did y'all start Paper Route?
Man. Mm-hmm. Freestyling in the car, riding around, doing what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what we do and just turned up, just
right.
pulling off,
right.
counting up,
mm-hmm.
freestyling,
right.
back and forth.
Right.
I win, he win. Let's go get something to eat. Let's go shopping, roll over blunt, freestyle again, like You know what I mean? Like, they had started. Like, I was just the youngest out of all my partners. It was me, him, and like six more of my other partners. And all of a sudden, all them niggas just started telling me to rap. Bro, you need to rap. Mm. You know what I'm saying? They're like, bro, you need to rap. Bro, you need to rap. I had lost a whole lot of money in like 2 weeks. Mm. Like, back to back, like, shit just happened. Lump sum money.
Lost.
Another lump sum money, lost. Mm. They're like, bro, you could have spent that shit. I'm like,
right.
Gonna do this shit.
Right. But when's the very moment you believe that this rap shit can happen? Like, what was like a sign? Like you threw something out and what was that?
I'm gonna keep it 100. What made me know that I can do this shit, what made me like, I'm finna rap and I'm finna do this shit.
Right.
One of my partners from my hood, he called me, he was like, oh, I'm finna ready to go pull up on Boosie and smoke some weed with Boosie. He like, Boosie, woo, such and such, such and such.
And this is Boosie.
Long story short, yeah. Uh-huh. This little Boosie before he even went to jail for all of that. You know what I'm saying? He like, oh, I'm finna go holler at Boosie, such and such. We go over there, we get to the room. Like, Boosie, like, he one of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is partner. Like, my boy, he go down to Baton Rouge. He got family down there, so he fuck with him hard. Like, Boosie just showing his ass. He was like, nigga, I mean, I first started coming down here, I was getting like 1,500 or something. He like, now I'm getting 15,000. He was like, nigga, I'm finna get that new Bentley when I get back to Baton Rouge. I'm finna do this. I was like, well, we left, we were in the parking lot. I told my partner, I was like, boy, I'm finna start rapping.
Right. You know, how long ago was that?
That shit was a long time ago, dog.
Right. Right.
That shit was, I don't even know. Right. That was before he went to jail.
Right. Damn. Damn. And you made it, man. You ever look in the mirror and be like, man, I did it? Or
I do this shit all the time.
You better, goddamn.
A lot, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you got to, goddamn.
A lot of I just take out the shit and be like, damn.
Right.
And like I said, I wanted to do the shit, I knew I was gonna do the shit. Right. But I really can't believe I'm doing this shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Cause it's like, bro, you just deal with the facts and scratch shit out the list, bro. Like, ain't nobody never in history done this shit what I'm doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody never got all the way to the point where I'm at and not never signed one deal with nobody. Never.
And up.
I want to hear some. I'm talking about never with nobody. One deal, no nothing. No nothing. Nobody.
Nah, none of that. And you're up. Nigga got on blue teeth. That is hard. Hold on, let's make some noise for the blue teeth. That is hard. To match the Smurf, nigga. I didn't even know you could do shit like that. I didn't even know that's legal. God damn it. Okay, what you said, Shaheen?
Nah, I said he's on his Russell Simmons,
right? Yeah, he's on his Russell Simmons. I can't believe how smart he is. Like, because, you know, a lot of us, a lot of people, they just think we just hood niggas. I want people to
analyze. I ain't gonna lie, that hood nigga shit, it's like I'm super up. But to keep it 100, like, that shit done kind of, it's like, that shit done kind of took money from me too at the same time.
But being too hood.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it keep a lot of bullshit attached to my name.
Right. Yeah.
No, so you know what I mean?
It's gonna be for the rest of your career, bro.
So it's like, even though you're making a lot of money, it's like, when you're making a lot of money, you know all the doors to open up and all the extra shit you're supposed to be doing again.
Right.
But it's like, when you got a lot of negativity, a lot of bullshit attached to your name, and like, that shit is running money out.
Mm-hmm. Trust me.
What type of burden is that, though, man? Like, you know, you being able to secure the wins financially, but, you know, the city that you love so much and the city that you represent, like, you know, it's well documented. Memphis has so many financial problems. One of the cities with the least amount of jobs. I remember when I was going to Memphis back in the days, the dirty roads and all of that back in the days. I remember going through the projects.
Shit.
And some of the cribs ain't have no doors on it.
Wow.
Like, this was back in the day, obviously, but
right.
You know, it was still like one of the poorest cities. So what type of burden do you have on yourself having to deal with that?
It's like, when you from that motherfucker and you in a situation like me and you in a position like me, it's just something you just got to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, whether you know it or not, But it's people depending on you like a motherfucker, and they ain't gonna tell you. And like a lot of them don't even realize they depending on you, and they ain't gonna tell you that they depending on you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like in the same example, like when you get somebody that's in a good position, it's like, you're like, oh, you take care of your mom and daddy, you don't take care of me. Like, ain't nobody obligated to do nothing. You ain't got to take care of your mom and dad or look out for your brother or your sister or take care of kids or pay our bills, this and that. You ain't got to do that shit for nobody. You ain't obligated to do it, but it's certain people that just, like me, just, like, this shit just in me. I just feel like there's just some shit that I got to do. And that's why I always get blessed, like, 100 times more. You know what I'm saying? Because it's some shit I don't think about. It just, it's like a... Like when a fly get in your face, you do that shit, you don't think, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just an automatic thing you just do.
Who's the person in your circle, in your family, be like, you gotta slow down a little bit, man, you can get too much money away, now. Hold up.
What you mean?
You know, like you said, you give back to a lot of people, you give back to the community, you give back to people who might need it. You have anybody in your circle that's been like,
really tell you the truth, dog, it be more like my sisters and my auntie and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's like they know how I am with them. You know what I mean? And the whole thing with them is like, they like, well, you been doing this shit so long, like since you was 16 and shit like that, like just taking care of real dear responsibilities, you know what I'm saying? And leading by example for the other, you know what I'm saying, like my little brothers and cousins and nieces, like nieces, nephews and all that shit. So it's like they get it, but at the same time they don't get it, but they do get it. It's like, I guess they just overprotective. You know what I'm saying? They just be like, you can't save the world. You can't do everything for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, that'd be their whole thing. But
who takes care of you, man, other than your sisters? Make sure that you good, man. I'm not talking about
financial. Like my whole team. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like my whole team. And especially like shit like my girl, my mama, my daddy. Like all of, like my family, like we super close. Like my cousins and shit, like they like my brothers. You know what I'm saying? Like all my cousins, they like my brother. We grew up together. You know what I'm saying? And just stuck together. You know what I mean? Like, even my second cousin, like, not even the ones that's his first cousin, like, they like my brothers. Like, even my partners, just like Danny, or the one we were just talking about. You know what I mean? Like, we argue every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, for show every day. Like, I can damn near bet you. You know what I'm saying? But
me and Capone argue like that all the time.
It really be an argument, but it don't be an argument.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you mean.
You gonna say it's an argument because you know that's how everybody else look at it. But to you and your nigga though, it's like it just. You know what I'm saying?
You was talking about your girl earlier, man. What does she think about the meme that y'all got on Instagram, man? You know, a lot of rappers, they get a meme and it's negative. You know, like they making fun of them.
What
meme? Dolph, he got a meme. It's like him, his girl, and the kids, and they say, look at Dolph, he has such a beautiful black family.
Aww.
Did you see that one?
Is it? This doesn't deserve an all drink chance moment. I want to count three. 1, 2, 3. Aww. We know you out here living your best life, man. Come on, man. We know you out here living an all life. Oh, that's dope, man.
Yeah, you crazy, man.
That is dope, my nigga. That is dope. You gotta be careful, man. If you out here with a beautiful family, you're doing the right thing, they gonna come for you, man.
They been coming for me. That shit ain't about shit, man.
Yeah, they gonna come.
It ain't about shit.
But that's dope, man.
Dope, man. You know, to see a black man with a beautiful black woman by his side.
I don't even know how that shit even got out there like that. They got out there, but it like my girl don't. She don't like all this shit.
Yeah. And you knew your girl before the industry or after?
Yeah. No, it's like I got one in the middle of it.
Middle of it. That's dope. God damn it, man.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I just always, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just took out, she was with me. She been with me.
God damn it, man. We out here all the way proud of you, my brother.
Yeah.
God damn it. We out here proud of you, god damn it. Raise your glasses, god damn it. Raise your glasses, god damn it. Come on, little nigga. That's what's up, man. Because you know what the shit that I like? I know there's some woman in here, but there's a t-shirt going around that says black men don't cheat. And I think that people should keep rocking that t-shirt, goddammit. Keep rocking that t-shirt. Because black men don't cheat. Hold on, nigga. We got one open. Yeah. Because black men don't cheat, goddammit. We gotta keep rocking that motherfucking t-shirt. We gotta big up our species.
I don't cheat.
You know what I'm saying?
Black men that cheat.
Yeah, for real.
I know some black women that cheat.
God damn it, shit got awkward. God damn it, shit got awkward. Come on, we gonna drink some of this motherfucking champagne. We gonna, young motherfucking Dolph in the building, man. God damn it, man. Are you having fun though out here?
I'm having fun with this shit, I can't lie.
Okay.
I'm having super fun with this shit.
What's the funnest part of hip hop to you?
The funnest part of this shit is traveling and just having fun doing this shit with your partners, your team, like the folks that you fuck with and you deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, shit, you got niggas that's doing something that they like to do, something that ain't shit for them to do, and they enjoy doing it and living life. Like that shit. I love this shit.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What you like more, performing or actually making the records to perform? What you get off more?
Damn, that's a hard decision right there.
You could tell I'm an artist, huh? You know I'm an artist.
Then you gotta add, or do you like dealing with the business side of it because he's independent?
No, this is pure art. Yeah, we gotta keep it like this.
Yeah. Because you know some people like to polish the gun, and then some people like
I
to shoot it.
It's like 50-50.
Listen, this guy.
But. I'm gonna probably say making the shit because it's like art. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Bro, this shit is like art. It's like a painting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you start off like.
It's nothing
like
there.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what know what I mean? Like,
you unless can you write the rhymes mouth without the beat. I learned that from being in jail. I used to write rhymes with no beat. And I used to just want to see what like.
That's how I started out rapping. Yeah. I started out writing with it. And like after I did my first CD, that Welcome to Dolph, where I started not writing because I felt like I was taking.
Oh, you one of them niggas that don't write?
Yeah, I just go in there and just rap and come out with a paint.
Definitely not that smart. Like y'all niggas that don't write is crazy.
You gotta think about it. That shit ain't nothing but. You don't like what you said. I'll take that off. Punch me in right here. Do this right here. Punch me in right here. But like this shit ain't. This shit ain't hard. It's 2018.
See, I'm 41 technology. Years old. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm 41, and the reason why I can't write without writing is because remember, we used to perform on that. Oh, I sound like a monk. A fucking old fucking
tapes.
The two inch rail. Yeah. So the thing was, you couldn't punch in. Really? So I had to write the Super Thug. You know, Super Thug was recorded one take. What? Oh, that shit was recorded one take. That record I got one take because that's how I was used to recording from the War Report. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sorry. That shit is just.
What you was off when you made that? What you drinking when you made that?
No, I was sober as shit. So yeah, I didn't drink. I didn't start. In fact,
when I met him, he didn't drink that much.
In my first album, I said I don't even drink like that. I sell crack because when you sell crack, you can't be outside drinking.
Yeah, it's been
you know what I'm saying? So I stopped.
Yeah, it's been slipping so hard.
No, so I stopped.
Drunk as hell.
I stopped selling crack. So then that's when I started drinking. But remember, I told you my first album, I was still selling crack. Like until it was my solo album, and then I realized, I said, "What? You could get $750,000 from these people?" I didn't know that. I thought I was just giving away shit. Because shit was different back then. See, the thing is, you got to identify with your fans right now. You could drop something, and a dude from motherfucking Brooklyn is going to say, "Yo, my dude, I love that." We didn't have that back then. You know what I'm saying? Sorry to sound like the old nigga, but I'm just giving you this game. Mm-hmm. So back then, like, I remember having to go to London for people from London to hear your shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we didn't have email, you know? We didn't have that, you know? Right now, this shit is so beautiful, you can drop an album tonight and motherfuckers in Japan will be banging to it at the same time.
Yeah.
A motherfucking Dade County is banging to it at the same time. Doesn't matter what time frame. So I enjoyed this new generation. I think that you guys should continue to take advantage of it because Leo Cohn said something. The same show one time. He said, "This is the best time to be in the music industry because you can do whatever." And the big cost used to be, you know, the marketing and the CDs and all that. He said that doesn't exist. You could throw out something, it doesn't work. Who gives a fuck? Make another one and throw it out.
There's no middle.
And I said, "Holy moly, guacamole!" And you guys are taking full advantage of that, man.
It's direct to consumer.
And you and. So you are enjoying yourself. You are living the
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you been a member of the Soho House yet?
Oh shit. This is no
we got this is a private club with just niggas with money and shit, right? And you become a member and then you start to learn how to, like, you know, drink your drink like this, a little pinky out. It's okay, but you gotta become a member of Soho just to keep your mind sane, okay? I got you. This nigga looking at me like, what the fuck? Nah, we need more niggas.
You gonna walk in and see Jamie Foxx playing?
It's a weird.
I got friends,
man. What's the price tag on that membership?
I don't know.
Come on, give us a round.
I don't remember, my brother. I'm going to be honest. I'm just saying, it's a great thing. Just when you, next time you go to L.A., you go to Miami, you go. It's a great thing, and you be around people just with bread, and you just see people. It's good to be. It's good. Yeah. You know what the dude told me? He said, it's good to be the brokest guy in the room. Like, you want to be the brokest person in the room because you want to be around all the motherfuckers that's just rich.
Oh, you're around money for sure.
I'm putting you on.
That's how I came up.
When you got to be around niggas richer than you.
That's how I came up.
So, you came through. What is your ultimate goal? Like, if this is your perfect life, you know how a person would be like, yo, in a perfect life, in a perfect world, what would your perfect world be right now?
do everything I'm doing right now, like time 10. Mm. And still at like having platinum and gold singles, you know what I mean? Like geek these numbers up a little bit more and have platinum and gold albums. Mm. Sign more artists, do the same thing, platinum and gold artists. And never had to do a deal ever.
You still don't want to do a deal with Mark. You just want to keep yourself. You just want to keep your shit together. I respect that.
I don't know. It's set up. That's how it's set up.
What?
It's set up for me to do it. So shit.
He's already winning that way.
How'd you link up with OT Genesis?
That's my boy.
Okay.
He sent me that song. Cut it. I sent it right back to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck with him. He got good energy. He hard. I fuck with his music.
Right.
Just made it happen.
Now, okay. Platinum.
By the way.
Oh, yeah. Are we supposed to make some noise for that?
I still ain't got my platinum, man. I still ain't got my plaque, man.
That's, hey, conglomerate.
I know it, man.
I still ain't got my plaque, man.
My engineer on my ass, everybody on my ass.
Niggas need their plaques, man. I'm going to be honest, man. You need their plaques. Shaw, you got a little?
It's a beautiful plaque, too.
Damn, nigga.
I think it's double platinum. I think cut it double platinum.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think it's double platinum.
What was your favorite studio session you ever had to this day? Or at least one of your favorite.
With the artist.
Well, it doesn't matter what your favorite, whatever.
Oh, no, that's hard. Oh. Studio session in LA always be fun. We had fun the night I gave Glock that when I first got Glock that Benz.
Got that one.
I don't know, it'd be different ones. You know what I mean? Especially around that time, like when you finally know and you done and got the final track listening and going over all of the songs that you finna get ready to put out on the album. It's just a vibe in the studio.
Cheese Louise, Papa Cheese.
You gotta tell
you,
Lord, what's your favorite session?
Super Thug, hands down.
Yeah,
Super Thug.
He says it all the time.
Yeah, Super Thug. Because I knew, because no one knew who Pharrell was. But I don't want to say it like I'm a genius, but I knew who he was. When no one knew who he was, like, did that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I knew he was going to be who he was to this day. I looked at this nigga and said, he's weird. That's dope. As a hood nigga, you know, I had, like, you know, this is baggy jean era.
Yeah.
So I had, like, size fucking 49 jeans on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had that on. And he had on size 12. And I said, this is going to work perfect. Nigga was the exact opposite of me. I said, this is going to work. You know what I mean? But a lot of people didn't. I brought Pharrell to everybody during that time. Like,
real hard as fuck.
Yo, I people told me his clothes was too tight. People, like, I was bringing Pharrell. Like you ever? That, I don't want to describe it like that. Let me. Something went weird in my mind. Let me not say that. But so I was bringing Pharrell. Like, yo, this is the next guy. People were like they were waiting for him to leave the room, and people were like, come on, Nori, and. Kid you not. It took him a while. I'm not gonna lie, I fucked up one time. Kanye waited for me 2 hours outside a studio session in LA. This is before Kanye was anybody. And I forget who was from Rockefeller was like, yo, he's gonna play you some shit. And I waited out there and I was just like the homie. I had 30 niggas with me. Cause you know LA was getting real at this time.
Right.
And Kanye finally walked through the session, he said, I got all this heat for y'all, and you gonna make me wait? And then he ducked. He said, I know you haven't fucked me. You know what I'm saying? I said, I like you, nigga. Because he ducked immediately as soon as he said it. And we made him wait for 2 hours. And we did not like anything he played that night. I'm not gonna lie to you. That's why I don't got a Kanye beat. I'm sorry. I never told this story before. Definitely.
Yeah, you told the story.
I told the story off the record.
But it's a dope ass story.
It's a dope story, so.
Huh?
Did
any of those beats come out though?
Cause
sometimes
I'm sure.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. He was. I caught him on an off night. caught him on an off night. Like, you know, when you know what I mean? Like, nigga out there waiting, you want to show a nigga respect.
I guarantee those beats came out.
Something and you want to show a nigga respect. Out. Yeah, nah, I ain't going to lie.
Something came
like,
out.
Yeah.
Something
tailor-made for you instead of just playing what he got.
Nah, he was finding himself at the time. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
this was before H2S.
I don't think nobody from Rockefeller bought a beat from him at the time.
Damn.
Like, Swiss, when I bought a beat from Swiss, sorry. No one from Rough Riders had bought a beat from him. Like, I was the first nigga to, like, buy a beat from Swiss. That's
yo,
my brother.
Speaking of that, man, they played Band from TV the whole night for BET Awards.
Oh, yeah?
That's why everybody did the cypher on. You ain't
getting it? Oh, no. Oh, I'm getting a check. Goddamn. Goddamn. I'm getting a check. I had no idea. I was just coming to show love. And I was like, I had no idea.
Band from TV was... I thought that's why you
went. Oh, nah. I came, and then I knew I had this man right here to the right of me, and you know what? I got the fuck up out of there. I said they ain't had no alcohol. I spoke to a couple of people I didn't really like, and, you know, I smiled in front of them, and I said, I'm getting the foot of the duck out of here. I'm going to go to my zone. I'll be in my world. When I'm in my world, I'm the king of my world. And that, sometimes it's just cool for that. Like, sometimes you don't have to interact with other people's worlds. Sometimes I just feel like that. Like, you ever see the people that just follow nobody on Instagram? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, they're the most amazingest, craziest people. Sometimes you gotta follow other people, see the other people's world, but stay in your own motherfucking zone.
Yeah.
And that's what I motherfucking like to do. So I'll share a world with someone here and there, but then I'll get the fuck up out of there. How you feel about that?
Good sector.
Sometimes I don't follow nobody on Instagram.
You don't follow nobody. There you go.
I just what? Don't.
Because you don't want to.
That's why I got all this blue shit going on.
Mm.
Everybody look like they got the same mom and dad.
That's right.
Everybody got on the same thing, same jewelry, same pieces, same everything. You know what I mean? Like, I got all that shit, and I'm spending too much money on all that shit. All
right.
And that's blue everything. So.
Now you got the gray wood Cartiers on. I didn't see those.
I forgot I had that going on.
You know I'm a Cartier nigga. I know what's going on. This nigga got the gray woods on. Let's make some noise. I'm trying to debate who had the ill of Cartiers. Is it him or E-40? Because E-40 had the red woods. You remember those?
Yeah, dude.
Him or E-40. I can't. Who? Oh, E-40. That's a fact. That's a fact. So I see you designed it out a lot. Is that your wave? Like,
I just been on this shit since I was young, like, like when I used to, about 9th grade, 10th grade, shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would catch the Greyhound, go up to Chicago, go shopping, mm-hmm. come back to Memphis just to go to school and just to kill them, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just to go shopping, I just always been on this shit.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, did Kanye try to offer you a MAGMA hat?
Who?
Kanye, try to give you a Make America Great hat.
A MAGA hat?
Would you, if Kanye give you a beat right now, and he said, I'm going to give you a MAGA hat.
MAGA.
You know, nigga know what I mean. What position does you take in life with that?
I give Kanye a paper route chain and tell him to get his life together.
Get his life together. Now, Drink Chance, we don't get political.
Yeah,
this is my boy. Shout out to Kanye.
No, big him up.
But I can't wear that hat, though.
I can't wear that hat, though, right? Like,
I just shot a whole video with Uncle Snoop, man. I can't shoot this. I can't wear that hat.
Yeah. Yep, that shit too. But how does it feel like to see a black man? And I think he's trolling, to tell you the truth.
Who, Kanye?
Yeah. I don't think he's trolling.
I thought that at first. At first I thought that.
What?
That MAGA hat?
Well, he's serious. He's I ain't gonna front. His the new design is kind of better. Yo, like he designed it. It was kind of hard. He designed his own shit. Yeah, that's my word. I'm not there. He designed his own shit. The one he's wearing. Yeah, the one he's wearing is Yeezy.
How can you redesign that?
He redesigned it. He said it. The first post he put up and said he said, "Yo, look, that's I redesigned even worse, it, man." Yes, yeah, super worse. It's super so it's worse. Yeezy, but you saying you think he's trolling? I think he's trolling. I don't think he really believes Donald Trump is the shit. I don't think at this
point he's trolling, man.
What you think?
I'm a Yeezy fan.
But why would he be playing like that?
He's not playing no more.
Because he's a troll. He actually said, I'm a bigger troll than 50 Cent and 6ix9ine. He actually said that. That's quoted.
Where did he say that?
He says that. Kanye, you go online and put it up.
That's a speech on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I believe.
He know what he's doing, man.
Meaning, what you think?
Like the trolling? Mm-hmm.
He know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. But how is it helping him?
He know what he's doing. Believe me.
But you know what? This is what I thought he was trying to prove.
Kanye know what he's doing.
I thought he was trying to prove that the same people who got mad at him when he said Bush don't care about black people.
Wow, he fucked that up.
No. But
he
I
just
think
took that away from
when,
him.
When he went pro-Trump, yeah. The same people that hated him on that, all the white people, whatever, they all started loving him.
Right.
So I thought he was trying to prove a point of the hypocrisy. Mm.
I don't think it's that's you thinking too hard.
That's too deep.
Yeah,
you thinking too hard.
Yeah.
Just Kanye know what he's doing.
He just
leave it at that.
He Kanye trying know what he doing. He trying to be the talk of the town. Like as long as you keep talking about him, he don't care.
All I'm gonna say is Kanye know what he's doing.
I feel like you know something we don't know.
It's not cool though, man. Like you know what that hat represent? That's like getting
bread,
putting
on
his favorite man. That's not cool,
but
you know, I
Kanye.
You know, I know.
We all do.
Is he like the new Michael Jackson? Like, remember, like Michael Jackson could be accused of anything, but we still run. We
Michael,
still
Michael,
love
Michael.
Michael Jackson never put nothing on that denigrated any people. He never put nothing on that denigrated black people, that degraded homosexuals. Nothing. That had. You know what it stands for.
Yeah, it's weird when I'm in the airport and I see a white person with that hat on, I actually move on the other side. I don't even want to be near them. Like, that's real.
Take America back to the time where they put the German shepherds in the royal
hood. That hat is a modern day white hood, man. That's what it feels like.
Ancestors on our grandparents and great grandparents. And it's really sad to me because, you know, Kanye come from a family of black scholars, you know, he come from a family where you know what's up.
But they trying to make it seem like we in the modern day. They trying to make it seem like 2018 and all that shit ain't as important right now. And it's like history is just erasing it. Like, I don't think so much about it. So it's like they trying to make it seem like y'all care too much about the history.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, that's what they want to do is, you know, the racists, they want to take your history from you. You know, they want to make you forget about, you know, the time back in the day that you had to fight. They want to make it cool for the Ku Klux Klan to walk through certain cities with their tiki torches and whatnot.
Yeah.
Just they don't have one.
Hoods.
White hoods.
Yeah,
right. And I don't mean that they're Klan.
Right.
I'm just waiting for them to walk through Quaker Village. Left Rack City.
Or Carroll City.
Yeah, or Carroll City.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, how's that in Memphis? Because there's a lot of white people in Memphis. You dealt with racism before out there?
Down there, it's more. It's like you just used to this shit down there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But you go to places like Chicago, LA, and like all that shit. Like you see, it's like that's when you start seeing like damn. Like home, you know what I mean? In Memphis, like that shit different, you know what I'm saying? Like they cool with it everywhere else. It's like you see the different race relationships more now, that shit is like it's probably like just now getting like that at home.
Ain't Martin Luther King from Memphis?
Nah, he from Birmingham.
Birmingham, that's right.
He got killed in Memphis though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, there you go. So that had to feel weird.
Yeah, he got killed in Memphis. That's crazy.
That's crazy. And the times is obviously better now.
Yeah, but that shit's still crazy.
No, get out of here.
Not that much. just elected the guy Kavanaugh, man. We just, watched the...
Who's Kavanaugh? Who that?
Supreme Court. Bro, we just watched the trial where the woman said that he raped her. You know what I'm saying? She understand.
Oh, that's the dude with his name start with a V?
Nah, Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh. Yeah. Oh, I ain't hear this nigga.
So, you know, with him getting into the Supreme Court, it's going to be a lot more fuckery. Like, they're going to try to, you know, abolish a lot of women's rights and everything like that. Like, you know, Trump, he didn't got in the office and he didn't set a whole chain of events that's going to be very difficult for us to recover from. You know, for decades, you know, Trump gonna be out of the office. Like, I truly believe in my heart, like, after this next election,
he's gone.
We gonna get him out of here. Like, we played with it last
time. Well, who's to replace him then? Who do we have?
I mean, we still
Will Smith? Do we gotta throw this rumor out there that Will Smith is gonna really run? And Dave Chappelle, did you see that?
I think that'll be hard.
I'm voting for Will Smith. And I'm making other motherfuckers vote for Will Smith.
I mean, Will Smith is a great guy, but we just
got Oprah?
No. Oprah.
No Oprah? What did Oprah do to you, nigga? What's going on?
No.
What happened? Tell me.
I love Oprah, but no.
We can't elect somebody based on popularity.
Why not? That's what the fuck they just did.
And look where we at.
Exactly. Let's do tip and tat, nigga. With the president.
That's
gangbang for the president, nigga.
Even if it's not
Will Smith on that motherfucker.
We gotta get somebody that's gonna be for the people. We gotta get somebody that has sound mind.
Will Smith for the people, nigga. He just jumped in the Grand Canyon. I saw it myself. Nigga jumped in the Grand Canyon. That ain't no black people shit. That's some real, you know, he on the other side. So we gotta ride with Will Smith, goddammit. He jumped in the Grand Canyons, goddammit.
Damn.
Would you ever do that?
Well, hell no, nigga. I'm black. Yeah, you know, he ain't been having his money so long.
He was happy about doing that.
No, that's dope. But he's saying he's having a party 365 days this whole year. What did he turn, 50? So every day he's having a party. And he has a whole crew with him, and they're going to follow him. And so the crew is saying, like, I mean, it's not a party like we party. Like, he ain't smoking no bud and drinking or none of that.
It ain't
going
to be like the tunnel we open?
Nah. What was the wildest club in Memphis that you had to go through? Is this the club that you performed with OJ? What was it, like a staple of there that you had to go through?
What you mean?
Like for us, we had the tunnel. So for us, if you was a New York artist, you had to go and perform at the tunnel and get your props. And if you didn't do that, then you wasn't even considered like a New York artist. What was that for Memphis?
It was probably Envy and Level 2 back then. Club Envy and Level 2.
I think I've been to Club Envy. I don't remember Level 2, but God.
Yeah.
Now, you was gonna say something else or no? You good?
No.
Okay. Now, Role Model, that's your last, that's the last album you just put out.
Yeah.
September.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
21st.
Like a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah. So, how does it feel?
The album hard. Mm-hmm. Crazy. It's like one of my favorite ones.
Mm-hmm.
To the day, like, it's super hard.
Right.
Shoot that air horn
off of that. Okay, shoot the air horn, goddamn. Now I notice you're a backwards guy.
Yeah.
You don't smoke though.
Nah, like I smoke backwards on some rock, like rock papers.
Okay. Now is that lean in there? Cause I've never really kind of seen lean. Is that lean? Goddamn, let's make some noise. You got that? Tell us what lean is. Can you describe it to a nigga? I'm an old nigga from New York. I don't know. You know, I drink old English. I used to drink old English. What is lean?
Prescription cough syrup.
prescription cough syrup. Okay. What does it do, like, when you drink it?
It just tastes good.
It just what?
Tastes good.
It tastes good. Okay. I'm going to be honest. I was on a tour with 8-Ball and MJG in Japan. Now, this time, Japan had no weed. Right, so they didn't call it lean, they called it sir. Yeah, they called it sir. So, right, the whole time it wasn't a Capone or Noriega tour, it was a Nori tour with Capone on there. But we were on with 8-Ball MJG, this is fucking crazy. And the crazy shit was they kept offering me, and I didn't hit it. I just became a drunk man that time. But on the plane, coming back from Japan, we had it through 11 hours, right? 11 hours, and it was me, Capone, and them two in first class. And what's the big one? I forgot his name.
Ball
stood there. So the white lady came up to us three and was like, "Listen, I've never seen this before in my life." And we're like, "What?" He never moved. 11 hours. He stood there in one position. She said, "I never seen this. Like, he didn't cough. He didn't move. He didn't sneeze. He didn't scratch." She said, "Is he okay?" And I was like, "Oh shit!" So that was the first time. I'm talking about. That's how I know Memphis. Like. I know other towns claim lean and serve.
Memphis been doing this shit a long time.
I'm going to be honest. Like, this is like, I'm talking about 2000, maybe 99.
Yeah.
Maybe, I'm talking about that's how old this story is.
G6 was putting out albums talking about that.
You gotta think about it.
Crew era, man. Like, that's what the music was about.
A-Ball and MJG, they came up with Suave House. Suave House out of Texas.
Yeah, wow. Suave House, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Tony Draper.
Draper, yeah. Well, man, Dolph, man, you got anything, something else? Yeah, I love Memphis too, man. We got you gotta invite us to one of your points. We're gonna do Drink Champs out there too. We're gonna come out there. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? You're gonna invite us, right, nigga? You ain't act like you gonna invite us, nigga. Come on, invite us, nigga.
I got when you get there, you're gonna have the best weed you ever had in your life.
Mm.
Weed you ain't even ever smoked in California.
And you still live in Memphis?
No, I still got a spot in Memphis, though.
Okay, cool. But you had to get a spot somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing, my nigga. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing because you know why? You know why? We do the history of our rappers. Our rappers are starting to die in our own city. So which means, fuck with our city, love your city.
That shit ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, no. But be careful. But be careful because the most of the hate in the world comes from people that's just like you. So just be careful. When you look at Chinks, that happened to him.
Freaky Ty.
A lot of guys that it happens in their own city. So I'm not saying love your city. Love your city. Respect it. But also be aware that, you know, it's good to be outside. It's good to be outside. It's good to be other places. But you always check in. It's all good. Yo, Dolph, man, I just want to tell you thank you, man. I want to tell you congratulations on what you're doing. On what you're doing. Continue to do what you do, man. Keep up. But before you get out of here, I want to ask this one question. Because I've heard, do you think the word black ball or being black ball, you think that's real? Is that a myth or is that actual fact? People actually do that.
I don't know. That shit ain't got nothing to do with me, though.
God damn it. God damn it. God, that's the way you end it. That's the way you end it. I'm going to do a drop and a couple of pictures and then be good. My nigga. Cheese the wings, Papa Cheese. Let's do it. All
right, hold it.
Yeah, you can do the drop.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.